Women hold up half the sky. On the 26th of December 1920, a record-breaking 53,000 people watched Dick Kerr-Ladies play St Helen's Ladies at Goodison Park Stadium, with a further 14,000 waiting outside. Less than a year later, on the 5th of December 1921, the Football Association effectively banned women's football. There were over 150 women's teams playing at this time. The ban stayed in place for 50 years. How did women's football become so successful? And why did the Football Association decide to ban it? From 1914 to 1918, the First World War saw men away fighting and women taking up roles in factories and businesses. Men's football was suspended. Women's teams sprang up and competitions were organised to raise money for the war effort, but it was short-lived. Despite the Representation of the People's Act in 1918, which gave some women the right to vote, British society wanted women back in their familiar, homekeeping roles. This was also reflected in football and in the decision of the Football Association.